Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we consider to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that minister to our nation, which consists of okay, sorry about we had a little technical difficulty. So the topic of our show today is, light brothers, do we pray and fast? Light brothers, do we pray and fast? So, okay. I want to talk about some things that happened to me today. This week. I want to talk about some things that happened to me this week. And it was very interesting. I was talking to my brother last week about praying and fasting. So he was praying and fasting. Now, I knew about praying and fasting, but I didn't pay any attention because I did fast, but I didn't fast as much as I'm doing now. So let me tell you what happened. So after talking to my brother on the phone, I started praying and fasting, and I was just doing it for my health because I'm diabetic. So, you know, the lower we keep our numbers down, the better off we are at our sugar level. So I'm praying and fasting. And all of a sudden, payday for me. So someone told me, check your pay. So when I checked it, I seen, wow, my eyes lit up. I thought something was wrong. So I called my job. Hey, something wrong. Y'all overpaid me. They said, no, that's a bonus. I said, oh, okay, thank you. You know, okay, so that happened. The next about week or so, again, it's payday. I checked my pay. I said, hold up, again? And it was another bonus. I said, okay, I was happy, but I knew it was the Divine Heavenly Father blessing me. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thank him. I dropped right on my knees. I just teared, dropped on my knees, and thanked him. You know, I thanked him because I knew it was coming from him. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought it was over. Mm-hmm. The very next day, told me, check your account again. I checked my account, and there was another one. Now, I had to call my brother up and speak to my brother because it was just too much. I was speechless. You see, and he was just talking to me just to, you know, to give me encouragement, and everything was great, and, you know, and it was. But it just goes to show you, light brother, you know, light brethren, if you fasted and praying and ministering to our nation and to each other, blessings going to come.
Yeah.
They have to come.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, not even if the Divine Heavenly Father didn't even bless us, we would still do it. But what I'm expressing is that it's impossible for you to do the will of the Divine Heavenly Father and not be blessed. Every light brother should have a testimony. You know, every light brother, we should have a testimony. And this is why I'm bragging on the Divine Heavenly Father, because the things that he does for us, brother, the things he does for light brother, it's incredible. Let the scripture say, who can be against you if you have the Divine Heavenly Father? I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Who can be against you? None.
Right.
You're going to grow spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, in every other way, because the Heavenly Father know our needs before we even ask for them. But to testify, I'm just saying, like, brother, I'm saying this because if you are doing the will and praying and fasting, you will receive blessings, brother. And that goes without saying.
He exactly right. Because the term your Father, he bless us in many ways. Like you said, every light brother should have a testimony. You know what I'm saying? And when my brother give me the key, I'm going to read about fasting. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how we all seem to start fasting at this present time. So my brother, he going to let me know when to bring out a precept, and we're going to show you how fasting is beneficial to the nation of Israel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that fasting is only for the nation of Israel.
Right. Right. And I want to say this too before I go into my scripture. You see, brothers, light brothers, whoever out there can hear me, and I'm sorry, you can, Mr. Trey, you can give us a call too at 845-261-9966. That's the number, the calling number. Again, that's 845-261-9966. And I want to say this to you, light brothers. Somewhere down the line, we should always express the blessings that the Divine Heavenly Father has done for us for encouraging the other light brethren. You see, to let them know that the Heavenly Father has never forgotten us. He's with us at all times. Now, being though that said, I want to take us to a scripture. We're at Matthew 4:2-4, King James Version. Now, let me show you what Messiah did at Matthew 4:2-4. Now, listen to what it says. And when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the heavenly forefathers." Now, the reason why I'm bringing this and highlighting this, because Messiah, the best that ever did it fast. But when the tempter came through his fasting and praying, through his praying and fasting, now I'm not saying Messiah did not know what to say, but the Shekinah strengthened him and empowered him to say things that would be absolutely even beyond the tempter head that he can't even defute. But it was through Messiah's praying and fasting, leaving the example for us, like brothers, pray and fast. If Messiah prayed and fast, so will like brothers pray and fast. You see what I'm saying, brother? It is the perfect example for us, for like brothers. Now, I want my brother to bring out also that this is only for our nation and like brothers. Okay, now I seen my brother one of his videos, and he brought out something very interesting at his video. Just to show you that praying is fasting, it's not meant for the other nations. It's only meant for light brethren in our nation. Now, brother, if you don't mind bringing out that verse where it's in the Supernatural books where it speaks about our nation and light brothers praying and fasting. It's only meant for us.
Okay, now this is a pseudepigraphal book, The Apocalypse of Elijah. And he say, "Hear now, ye wise of the earth." And you know that's talking about light brother, because he called light brother wise men. It say, "Concerning the deceivers who will multiply at the end of the age." It say, "Because they will adopt teachings which are not of God, they will," amen, let me go to the other page. It said, "They will," bear with me. It said, they will set aside God's laws people who God is their own belly. So he's saying the belly will be their God. And I'm going to go to the, because we press the time, I'm going to go to the last page. I'm going to read the last page. It say, wait a minute, look at this. It say, he who fasts will never sin, even though there be in him envy and quarrelsome. It say, but let him who is holy, holy means separate people, you know, the wise men, fast. He who fasts, however, without being holy, means separate from the people of the world. It say, angels, the Most High, as well as the angels, and he brings harm to his own soul. Furthermore, he accumulates against himself wrath for the day of wrath. So that will let you know fasting is only for the children of Israel. It's not for the people of the world. So I let my brother take it from here.
Thank you, brother. That was an excellent point that you brought out. And see, I want to show you the importance of prayer and fast for like brethren and our nation. See, it's something that is only meant for us. It's not even meant for the other nations to do.
Right.
You know, it said the angels and the divine heavenly Father gets upset when they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? So that's letting you know it ain't meant for them. It's meant for you, like brother. You,
right.
Nation.
Holy and separate from the other nations. When it say holy, holy means separate. Holy means separate, away from the people of the world.
Right. Right. Separate from the people of the world. And guess what? And when we do it, when we pray and fast, just like Messiah did when he was tempted by the tempter, you know, he had perfect answers.
Right.
He answered them perfect where he couldn't defeat him.
Right.
But see, it was through his prayer and fasting. That's the whole key to the prayer and fasting.
Right.
The Shekinah gives us life, brothers, power. And Messiah said, don't worry about what you
right.
see. The Shekinah gave him the words what to say
right.
to the tempter. You see, I found that to be very interesting. So, again, I want to take us into another scripture at Exodus 34:28-30. And listen what this reads. And it says, and he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the table, the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, that Moses wished not that the skin of his face shone while talking with them. And when Aaron and all the children of Israelites saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come to him. Now,
right.
See, now Moses was at the mount at Mount Sinai talking to the divine heavenly Father, which is Enoch, which is Metatron.
Exactly.
He was speaking to Metatron, and when he came down, he fasted with no bread and water. You see, because the nations, they don't know nothing but to feed their flesh.
Right, right,
you see,
right.
To feed their flesh
right, right.
with bread and water.
Right.
But Moses and Messiah denied their flesh
right.
from the
right.
bread and water.
Right.
And look what happened. Now, it says that when Moses came down, the reason he didn't want to show them his face because Moses knew it was sterile.
Right, exactly.
Because he knew that he was being blessed by the divine heavenly Father, and Moses lit up like a sun, a S-U-N.
His right.
face lit up like a sun. And that's why the scripture said, and Aaron and them was afraid.
Yes.
You see? Because of the prayer and fasting and the Heavenly Father's blessing of them, you see, prayer and fasting blessed Moses to the point where Aaron and them was afraid to sing his faith. You see?
Exactly.
That just shows you the power of prayer and fasting, brother. You know, that's my whole, you know, what I wanted to bring out on that part, because it's just incredible how prayer and fasting not only bring you, but also changes you in such a way that, you know, people would, like, they might even not even understand
right
what you're doing.
Right.
You see?
Right.
But like I said, it's only meant for our nation. Again, I got another scripture that I would like to read at Isaiah 58:6, King James Version. And listen what this says. Is it not this, the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? You see, going back to prayer and fasting, you see, this prayer and fasting, in this scripture, let me know, you're talking about having heavy burdens. The Heavenly Father uplifted the heavy burdens. Messiah uplift. There's no more burdens. You see, through your prayer and fasting, you see, the Shekinah, Heavenly Father, Messiah is with you to eradicate any problems or anything that you have. It's like empowering you
right
to overcome anything, you see,
right
through your prayer and fasting.
Right.
You see, this is how important prayer is fasting to my nation, brother.
Right. And that's why he said the nation, see, they put away the laws that were given to the nation. So that's why he said they put away the laws, rather than be the physical laws that were given to Israel or the spiritual laws that were given to the Dice Brothers. They put away them laws, and they're, like you said, their God is their belly, which is the flesh or the body and the desires of that body. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, fasting was instituted before the beginning of the heavens and the earth. So that lets you know if it was instituted then, it wasn't for the other nations anyway. Because like the kingdom knowledge say, Israel is the elect of all nations. So I let you know fasting was for them.
Right.
And that's why it said anger, Metatron, and it angers the angels. So when you do fast, you bring wrath and judgment for your soul at the end of the days for wrath.
Right, brother. That's right. That's exactly right. You see, you know, it's things that's meant for us is meant for us.
Right,
things
right,
not
right
meant for
right
them
right
is not meant for
right
them.
Right,
you
right
see,
right
true separation, that's why they call us a holy people.
A holy people.
Separated
right
from
right
the nation.
Right, right.
Okay.
It is real bad for them. Also, too, that's why, see, they removed, I found the precept where they, even though they removed, I was going to holler from it, don't matter. Because we still going to get the wisdom knowledge. Exactly.
Right.
That's why they removed. It's hard to find a definition of holy that actually got the word separate in there. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they moved that. So they don't want you to let you know holy people are separate from their time.
Right. You're right, brother. Now, I want to show you. Now, the Heavenly Father even shows us how to pray and fast.
Yes.
Messiah showed us how to pray and fast. Not like the nation. Now, let me show you at Matthew 6:17-18. Now listen what it reads at Matthew 6:17-18, King James Version. It says, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And
yes,
thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly.
Right, right.
Now you see,
right,
the Father hath. See, the nations, you know, the way they fast, they want to, you know, show you that they Jesus, they snuck in, and they got this face on, I'm fasting, I'm fasting.
Right.
The Father said, that's the opposite. We do the complete opposite. Clean yourself up, shine your face up, look at your best so they know you're
right
not fasting.
Right.
Because, and you're
right
doing it in secrecy
right
so that the Father can what? Bless you in secrecy,
right.
You see, just like he wrote, like I said, I can only testify the Father rewarded me in secrecy,
right,
but now I'm telling the whole world and the nation
right
and my brethren,
right,
because I want to be able to testify, as my brother said, leave my mark in this earth. my light, brother. If there's any light brothers out there listening to me, encourage you to pray and fast.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the perfect way, how he said to do it. At Matthew 6:17 and 18, he said, grease your face up. Look good, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look like you're fasting. Look at your best.
Right.
And do it in secret.
Right. Right.
You see, brother. So, again, I'm going to take us to another scripture. At Daniel 10:3, King James Version. And it's just piggybacking off this last, scripture. Now, at Daniel 10:3, listen to what Daniel said. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till the 3 whole weeks were fulfilled.
Mm.
And now Daniel took it. That is 3 whole weeks. So you know this had to be important to
yeah.
the fast. You see, in 3, he said he ate nothing. He ate no meat. When it says flesh meat, he let me eat. He ate no bread. You know, see, this is why I always esteem the patriarchs way better than us.
Right.
Because they were. It's just a simple fact. They were better than us. The patriarchs did things on levels, you know, that only the patriarchs or the Essenes can do.
Right.
Because you got to understand, Daniel was an Essene.
Right.
He was an Essene, you know, and they did it on a higher level, you see. And it's just amazing how he didn't eat anything, no
right.
meat or flesh or bread
right.
for 3 weeks. I'm going to be honest. I don't even know if I could do that. I would try,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I would probably pass
yeah.
out. Die.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
It's going to be Father that helps.
Right, right.
But see, it just shows you, again, how important prayer and fasting is, brother. Now, I have another scripture I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 7:5. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. It says, 1 Corinthians 7:5, King James Version. Defraud ye not one or the other, except it be with the consent for a time, that ye may give yourself the fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency. Wow. Now hear what Paul said. He said that through your prayer and fasting,
right.
come together, that and tip you not for your inconsistency.
Right.
So look how powerful prayer and fasting is.
Right.
So
right.
that the wicked one can't have you find you inconsistent and then tempt you and then you're done.
Right.
You see?
Right. Right.
That's
right.
how powerful prayer and fasting is.
And look, I'm going to add some notes of fasting too. I'm going to go to Mark 2, Mark chapter 2, verse 19. Now listen to this. We only fast when the bridegroom is born. You know what I'm saying? Mark chapter 2, verse 19. It says, and Messiah said unto them, can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? No. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in these days. That's why I told you, fasting is for only for the children of Israel, because he knows the father and the brother, and he won't let them get in that way. Your hand, my fat boss, your hand, this is for us.
Right.
All glory praise to the Heavenly Father.
All praise to the Heavenly Father, Messiah and Metatron. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Now, I'm going to piggyback. Oh, wow. I'm going to piggyback off what that brother said. Now, check this out. At Joel 1:14. Listen to this. It says, sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly together, the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord. God, and cry unto the Lord.
Right.
The elders. Prayer and fasting is for life, brother, that I elders. Joel 1:14.
Right.
So, again, letting you know how important prayer and fasting is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, I got one more scripture I would like to read, but we're going to have to make it quick because it was, you know, our star was kind of cut short because of the technical difficulty. So I'm going to read this last one, Joel 2, 12 and 13. It says, therefore also now says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with all fasting, with all weeping, with all mourning, and render your hearts and not your garments, and the Lord your God. Okay, I'm going to have to end this because we ran out of time, but I want to thank the divine heavenly Father, Messiah, and the earthly mother for giving us this platform. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm a dear Bay Israel.
And we want to thank you, and hopefully, if it's the Lord's will, we'll be back next week to do another show. So I say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom. Man, that still was blessed.
It's
man, we established that fasting
right.
only for our nation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, many people don't know that fasting, you only fast when Messiah, the bridegroom, is not with us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They right there. You can't fast when he hits.